Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Pei 480, as we continue again in Parshas Re'eh with the mitzvahs relating to Tzedakah and Shemitah. Today's Aveira, today's Los Asei, is the Isser of not lending money before Shemitah, because I'm nervous that, you know, I might not be able to be paid back. Shlo nimna milahalvos la'ani mipnei ha-shemitah. Right? It's one of the los aseis that are violated b'shei va'altase. Right? Unusual, but you have a couple of these. The Rambam has a very strong lashon describing this los asei. Says the Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilcho Shemitah, Halacha Lamed. Misha nimna milahalvos es chaveiro, kodem ha-shemitah. If somebody does not lend their friend money before Shemitah, Shema yis'acher ha-chov etzlo, because he's nervous that the chov, he won't be paid back, v'yishamet, and then it'll be finished. Avar belos asay shenamar hishamer lecha v'chulu. He violates a los asay. Our pasuk. Oh, we didn't even read the pasuk. The pasuk tells us lo saamet says levavcha v'lesichva says yadcha meichicho evyon. Don't not give tzaka. Ki pesach tivdach as yadcha lo. Open your hand. Hishamer lecha. Be careful. Hishamer lecha, as we know, is always a lashon of a los asay. Pen yadavar and levavcha bili al leimar. Maybe there will be an evil inclination in your heart to say karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. The shmita is coming. It'll be bad in your eyes to give him money. And he'll call to God. Give him and let it not be bad in your eyes. Because of this, Hashem will give you a bracha. Says the Rambam. So if we violate this, it's a los asei. Then he adds, v'chait gadolhu. I don't know how often the Rambam says that. Chet gadolhu. Why? Shahari is hira Torah Allah b'shnei lavin. The Torah is doubly writes it. He shamer lecha pen. He shamer and pen are both said here. V'chol makam shnemar he shamer o pen o al harizu mitzvah losa say. And it emphasizes it. Only you count this as one avera, but it emphasizes it. V'torah hekpida al machshava ra zu v'kara oso bili ya'al. The Torah was very makbid about this machshava ra and calls it bili ya'al, evil. Give him nason titin lo. Hashem promises schar in Olam Hazeh for this mitzvah. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo lihimana milahalvos el hatzrichim mipnei pachad hashmita. We shouldn't withhold from lending money because of the pachad of shmita. Shelo tafkia hachov, that the chov is not uprooted. Yalzeh ne'amar yishama lecha penyeh devar en levavcha b'liyal. Leymar karva shadzeh shadzeh shmita v'chulu. Lashon sifri yishama belos asei penyeh belos asei. So it's a double. Klomar. This emphasizes this mitzvah. The Menachas Chinuch points out that in Os Aleph, v'nei pasuk ziv yishamer v'nei muskar halvar rak nasina tzedaka. In the pasuk, you're right, it's in the context of Shemitah, but in the pasuk itself, it sounds like it's talking about what we've spoken about the past two mitzvahs, and that's the mitzvah of tzedaka. Be careful, don't say you're not going to give him. It sounds like tzedaka, but Chazal interpret it not as tzedaka, but as lending money. Mistama kiblu Chazal kan dekoy gam al ha-halva. But the Menachas Chinuch assumes that the pshuto shel mikra must also be true and included. And therefore he says, mikol makom im kametz litein tzedaka mipei pachad ha-shmita gam ken over b'lav zeh. If you think Shemitah's coming and you don't want to get tzedaka, my bank account is going to be hefker, I'm not going to be able to do this. And if you don't get tzedaka, that also must be included. Why? Says the Menachas Chinuch in important words, ki hapshat eino zaz mimkomo. Because the pshat of the pasuk is not uprooted. Rak kabbalas chazal dekoy alava gam kain kain nira be'enai. This is the Menachas Chinuch emphasizing that the pshat also has to be true, even though chazal, meaning the iser not giving tzedakah, the mitzvah not giving tzedakah, not just not lending money. Right? What the Menachas Chinuch here is alluding to is a Ramban. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Chav Dalid that there is really no exception to the principle of ein hamikra yosim midei pshuto, except for one. Says Rava, Alpha Gavta Bachal Torah Kula Eina Mikra Yosim De Pshuto. Here there's an exception. What's the only exception to the rule? The Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse, Bahaya HaBachor Asher Teleid. The Bachor, the firstborn that will be born from the Yavim and Yavama, Yakum Al Shem Achiv Hames. So Chazal Darshan, that what do you mean, the Bachor? He's talking about the oldest brother who's going to do Yibam. That's going to be Yakum Al Shem Achiv Hames. So that's the only exception to the rule. And the Ramban writes, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Beis, where the Rambam discusses whenever it says different drushos, you're allowed to count drushos for mitzvos as long as they're based on Mefurish Psukim. In that context, the Ramban says that he's medayik, that Chazal don't say ein hamikra ela pshuto. That's not what it says. It says ein hamikra yosei midei pshuto, meaning there are different levels of interpretation of the Torah, but you can never just knock out the pshat. It was written that way for a certain way, and it's always included. Says the Ramban, Chas v'shalom, ki ha-midrashim kulam be'inyan ha-mitzvahs ein me'emikra yosim lahem midei pshutan. The midrashim are not pshat, I agree with you, but they all flow from the deeper understandings of the pasuk. Ela kulam b'lashon ha-kasuv nechlalim. Aval b'sheim marbim b'hem b'ribuyam. Still, we interpret it. Aval ha-kasuv yechlal ha-kol, ki ein ha-pshat k'divrei chasrei das ha-lashon v'lo k'das ha-tzdukim. Ki sefer Torah Hashem t'mima ein ba'os yeser v'chaser kulam b'chachma nechtavu. There's not one extra letter, there's not one missing letter in the Torah. Everything is perfect, and one has to understand the pshat. Also, besides understanding the drashas, and here's the line of the Ramban. He says, "Ki ena mechuvan ela shelo yotziu oso mipashti legamre v'hu ma'amaram ena mikra yotzi midei pshuto lo amru ein hamikra ela pshuto avol yesh lanu medrasho imshuto ve'eno yotzei midei kalechan mehem avol yisbol hakasav esakol ve'yu shnehem emes." Says the Ramban, emphasizing that of course you can't reject the pshat, but there are also drashos, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch here says. That even though the pasuk sounds like the pshat of the pasuk is, well, if you don't give tzedakah before Shemitah, that's the Aveira. Chazal said also if you don't lend money, but both of them should be included. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah of the Aveira of not lending money before Shemitah because I'm scared I'm going to lose it? Mishar Shia Mitzvah. L'chazek v'l'kvoa bilvavenu midas hanedivus. To deepen in our hearts the midah of being compassionate, of being giving, ulaharchik tachlis archaka midas akilos, and to push away the midah of being miserly and being a kamtsan. The ein nediv ba'olam kimal v'mos ima yosi yodesh as mankarav lahashmin alvaso. And there's no greater act of chesed than lending money, knowing there's a good chance that you're not going to get it back. Remember, we spoke about giving tzedakah might be embarrassing for the person. Lending is better for him. But what if you lend before Shemitah? So you might not getting back. So you know you might not get it back. But still you give it. What a great mitzvah that is, and that will affect the person himself. Anybody who understands even a little bit of Torah will realize the more you give is not the more you lose. The more you give is the more you get. And then he has a very strong line. Umidas hakilus mechitza shel barzel beino veina bracha. Being a kamtzan, being miserly, not sharing. And as we said, this means with money, this means with, specifically with money in this context, but it can mean other things also, is an iron wall between you and the bracha that Hashem wants to give you. V'hanedivus chelek michalkei bracha. V'nimtza mesayik bo shubatoche. If we act like this, Hashem will give us tremendous, tremendous brachas. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look in the Azayin Latar of Saratskin here, he quotes 2 points. He says, what's the emphasis? V'ra einecha bi'achicha ha'evyon v'lo titenlo. It already said, right, v'lo titenlo before, and he says it twice. He says, because it happens to be v'lo titenlo, a person could rationalize why he's not giving. You know, maybe he's a faker, maybe this person doesn't really need it, maybe this, maybe that. You could come up with all the excuses of a lo titenlo, but they're all just that. They're all excuses. And therefore, one has to make sure that we realize that if somebody comes and there's a person in need, so then one has to give them. And then he just says at the end, a cute little thought, and that is, it's a mashal. He says, the bracha that Hashem says here is, so give, ki biglau hadavar hazeh, yivarech Hashem alkecha. Biglau, because of this, biglau, Hashem will give you. What's biglau? So he says, he heard a mashal. Heard a mashal, he saw in one sefer. He says it was a certain type of wagon driver that was bringing all of his wares to the city. And he had to get there because he was supplying the whole city with all of his wares. And it was snowing and it was muddy and it was crazy. And he had to get there. He couldn't figure out how to get there. So, and the wheels of his wagon that the horses were pulling were full of mud and boats and they were like, on the wheels was even heavier than the merchandise on top of the wagon. So he says, 1 second, I have a great idea. He says, I'm going to take the wheels off. If I take the wheels off, then there won't be so much weight, and then the horses will be able to go. So he took the wheels off, and then guess what happened? They couldn't move at all, let alone going slowly. As long as slowly you have some wheels on, you go. You don't think like you're going, but you're going. So he says that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? He says, Keinu b'maisit staka. When a person stops giving, so they think that they're going to go move faster. They think they're going to go farther. He says, no. He says, that's like taking the wheels off. He says, you got to leave the wheel. The galgal, that's the same word, biglal adavar hazeh. It's a galgal achozer ba'olam. When it comes to staka, no, staka v'chesed, we have to realize that that's the wheel that keeps us going, and that's the wheel that gives us bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we continue. V'noa gizur zeh b'zachar v'nekeves b'chol makom u'v'chol zman. Wow. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's his shita? The mitzvah applies always? Always. What do you mean always? We said Shemitas Ksafim earlier only applies Bisman Sheyovel Noheg, the mitzvah of letting the loans be forgiven. We said on a Durabanon level, you should do Shemitas Ksafim even Bisman Hazeh. Says the Chinuch, but it doesn't matter. You could still violate this Isser D'Oraisa, even though Shemitas Ksafim is Durabanon. That's the Chiddush of the Chinuch right here. Sha'af Bisman Hazeh, Shein Shemitas Ksafim Noheg Esman HaTorah Elami Durabanon. Even if Bisman Hazeh, since we don't have Yovels, we only have Shemitas Ksafim Durabanon, Mikal Makom, still, Anu Mizharim Gamkein, Shlo Nimna Milahavos El Atzorach. L'maisa, l'maisa, we have to lend money, even though we know we're going to lose it on a Durabanon level. But if you don't lend then in this circumstance, you're going to violate the Oraisa. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. He's mechalik between the Aseh and the Lo Saseh. Midurabanav is banazeh, when Atorv is anabayis, over Aseh, and Nimna milhavos, and Atzorach, and Vreiseh, over Alav, no Malkus, because ain bo Maisa. The Chassam Sofer takes issue with the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, what are you talking about? The Torah says, don't lend money, because, I'm sorry, the Torah says, lend money and don't collect, because I'm going to give you a special bracha. So that doesn't apply today, says the Chassam Sofer. How do the rabbis, how do they have the power to say the Isser is going to apply, meaning we have to lend money and not collect? How do they know that the promise is going to be here? The Torah gives a promise in the when it's on a Daraisa level. But the Rabbanim don't have that right. So says the Chassam Sofer, I disagree. I don't think this applies with Bizman Hazeh. He says, merely the Hasbir. V'chulu v'chulu, he says, Bishlama b'zman ha-Torah, harei hevtiach ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'man yivarechecha, v'ha-misupak b'zeh harei hu b'liyal, avo b'takonis chazal, einenu muftach b'l'man yivarechecha. So therefore, I don't think this replies to this. The Chassam Sofer in Gittin on daf Lamed Vav. So either way, machlokes, the Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer, whether it applies today or not. What happens if I don't lend money for a different reason? Not because Shemitah's coming. I don't lend money because I don't want to give this guy money. Do I violate this Isser? So if you look in the Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel that we just read, it sounds like not. It's only because Shmita. If you look in the Torah Shebech Tzav, it sounds like no. It's specifically only you're scared of Shmita. But if you look in the Rambam, in the first halacha of Hilchos Malve V'Love, you get a different impression. The Rambam says there, Mitzvah Zaseh Lahalvos Ani Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to lend money. U mitzvah zu gedola minatztaka al ha'ani. It's better to lend money and to make him not become an ani than to have him already an ani and then give him. And then he says, the Torah hikpida al misheyimana milahavos la'ani. The Torah was very makpid on someone who doesn't lend money to the ani. And you know what Pasuk he quotes? Our Pasuk. V'ra'in chabachicho ha'evyon. Ask the Lacha Mishnah there. First Lacha Mishnah, Malva Velove. What's the Rambam doing? That Pasuk, our mitzvah, is specifically not lending money before Shemitah. And the Rambam is just generalizing this. You see how important it is to lend money. The Torah warns you against it. So says the Chassam, says the Lecha Mishnah, Kasha, how does the Rambam do this? Kiva the high krok siv gabe misha mone atzmo mebrei shalei shamit hashviyas heichi yolof mina. It's a specific case. What's the Rambam doing? And then he says the chitim, and if you want to say it doesn't make a difference, mali shimana mebrei hashmita, mali shimana mebrei dover acher, and if you want to say it doesn't make a difference, so then why does he quote it in Hilchos Shmita? He should just quote it in Hilchos Malva V'Love. If it's a lending thing and not a Shemitah thing, says the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam should only quote it here, in Hilchos Malva V'Love. So it's clear that the Isser D'Oraisa is only when you don't lend because Shemitah is coming. Elavade she'ein ho'inyonim shavim. Deshaini hamonea me'ela halvos machva Shemitah she'zenireh. If I don't lend before Shemitah, so it's as if I'm denying the promise that God told me. Lend and I'll give you. So if I don't do that, it's like I'm not trusting God. God gave me a promise. That's why it's worse. But if it's just someone I don't like the guy, or some other reason, lo. So that lechora would not be Daraisa, he says. And he says, maybe it's an extension of the Daraisa. Either way, it's a difficult Rambam. The first Rambam in Malva V'Love, how does that connect to the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel? Last paragraph. Fascinating ha'ara. Says the Chinuch, is this Aveira ever going to be reality? Is it ever going to come up? V'ulai, based on something we said a couple of days ago, I don't think this Aveira is ever going to come up. V'ulai yala machshavav t'chabani lemar, my son, you know, you might have a problem in your mind and think, one second, an Aveira not to lend money because you're worried about Shemitah? Eich yimana adam me'alva la'olam mipnei zeh, v'lam anechlev azelev, why is there such an Aveira? Why? And many Rishonim asked this, as we'll see. V'halo biyado lahasno simo amanash lo tashmitenu b'shvias. Remember what we discussed 2 days ago? You're not allowed to make. You're allowed to lend money, but what if I say amanash that shmias does shmita is not mishamet loans? That doesn't work because that's a masan al mashakasa b'Torah. You're going to guess what the Torah says. But what if I say, you know what? I know shmita generally gets rid of loans, but you know what? I will lend you money only if this loan is collectible. So you're not a good guy, but it works. It works. So ask the Sefer Chinuch, ask other Rishonim, how does this Aveira ever work? Don't lend money if you know it's not going to get paid back. Everybody's going to lend money just with a condition. So they'll get the money back. So how does this Isser ever apply? For the one time that a guy doesn't know the rule? Says Ali says, I don't understand that. So the Sefer Chinuch's answer is, it doesn't matter. Even if it never could come up, there's still an Aveira. Vayav Hilcha Davar Zeh, don't let this confuse you. Even though it might not ever come up, still the Torah will say it, right? You can put this on the list, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the three mitzvahs that might not have ever occurred, right? As we know, the mitzvah of Ben Sora Mora, the mitzvah of Are Irani Dachas, and the mitzvah of a Bayis Hamenuga. So those three, according to one opinion at least, Lo Hayav Lo Nivra, why do we have it? Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch's idea here. That maybe too, also, even though it might not ever come up, Drosh V'Kabel Schar, what does that mean? So Rav Shechter writes in his Akdama to Ginas Egos, that the entire corpus of Torah, that which applies, that which doesn't apply, he quotes the Baal HaTanya, it all combines to create the mosaic that is the Dvar Hashem. And that's how we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if it's something that doesn't apply to me, I didn't get to do it. Any case, so that is all something that we still have to learn about. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch's answer to the question. It's never going to come up. Right? Why isn't it ever going to come up? Right? Because a person will always lend b'tanai. So the Chinuch says it doesn't matter. The Minchas Chinuch's answer to this question is that let's say if the Loved doesn't want to lend, it doesn't want to agree. The Loved says, no, I don't want that condition. So the Malva says, okay, tough, I'm not lending. So then he's going to violate the Aveira. So there is a case that comes up, Pashut, a case where the Loved doesn't agree to that tonight. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's answer, that it can come up. Number two, the Sfas Emes has an amazing Shita. The Yagdol Torah here quotes the Sfas Emes, who says, no, even if you lend money with a condition, if the only reason you lent money was because the Loved agreed to the condition, you still violate the Aveira. Even if you lent money with a condition, because what does the Torah say? Don't not lend money before Shemitah if you're scared. So this guy who lent money, he was obvious, only with a condition, was scared. So the Sfas Emes says that violates already. Unbelievable. Right? Even if you lent the money, but he only did it because he made the condition, that also would be an Isser D'Oraisa. The other question, the Ritva also deals with this question in Makas and Nav Gimel Amabez, and the Ritva has a couple of answers. The same question. It says, V'im tomar kivan shetanai zeh kayam lama hutzor klal asakin prusbol. Ask it a little different way. So what do you need all the other prusbol for? Just lend money and make conditions. V'yesh lomar, maybe not everybody will remember to make the condition. The gamena rotzesh and nirakilu misyash miligvos chobizmano nirakilu mara ayin ra l'shmita shvias. There are different answers given why you would need prusbol, which we'll get to. More than just making a tanai. But either way, that is an important ha'ara of the chinuch and the various answers given by the Rishonim. The concept of prusbol just has to be mentioned. As we know, prusbol is based on a mishnah in Maseches Shvias where Hillel made a takana that if I create a prusbol, then I'm allowed to collect my loans. Why is this? Because he saw people weren't lending money. And therefore, he made prusbol so people would lend money. I mentioned in the past, Rav Rosenzweig, Mori Varabi once said, how can he do this? This is one of the takanas d'rabanan that people who are uninitiated and not involved in Torah learning with the right attitude pick on and say, oh, wherever the rabbis want to do something, they can get out of it. But if you think about it, if you look at the Mishnah carefully, it's totally the opposite. The Torah has such a high demand of chesed. Right? Lend money and don't collect. That's crazy. Nobody in life does that. No religion does that. Hillel saw that was impossible. You know what Hillel saw? Because of that, the basic chesed wasn't being done. How about lending money and getting paid back? Hillel saw that people weren't even doing the basic chesed, let alone the ideal chesed of what the Torah wants from us. Hillel says, let's start with the basics. And that's why he put Prizbo in order that people lend money and do the basic chesed. Because if we're living in a environment, in a society where basic chesed is not being done, then you can't even dream about even more than that. So that's what Hillel did. Prizbo was a stopgap measure to get people to do basic chesed to lend money. It's not evil to collect your loans. Everybody collects their loans. And therefore, that's what Hillel did, and that's how Prizbo has to be understood in order to get people to do the basic chesed. Good. That is Prizbal. That's described in the Mishnah in Shvias in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel and Dalet. The Gemara in Gittin has two days how Prizbal works. If on a Daraisa level, you know, it's not collectible, how does Prizbal make it collectible? So the Gemara has two days. Either the Gemara says, two very important days. Either maybe Prizbal only works when Shmitas Ksafim is Durabanan, like Bizmanaseh, or even if it's Daraisa, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Chazal have the power to be in control of the financial assets of the Jewish people. So that is two days how Prizbal works. We use Prizbal Bizman Azep. Today, Shmita Ksafim is Durabana. We do Prizbals at the end of the Shmita year. There is a question. The Shulchan Aruch quotes based on the Rambam that Prizbal needs a very chashuv bezdin to do. Prizbal ain't a mashamit v'ino nechtav ela bebezdin chashuv. Dino shlosha b'kiyim b'din ubinyin Prizbal v'yodim inyin Shmita v'himchum rabam aleim b'osair. A very super duper bezdin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And if that's true, then we wouldn't be able to write Prizbals today in most places. Thank God for the Rama. The Yeshomrim de Kosvin Prizbal b'chol bezdin. The Nirilei the Yesh l'hakel b'zman hazeh. So the Rama's makel b'zman hazeh. We write Prizbals. Any three rabbis get together and sit down to be a bezdin for a Prizbal. That is the minhag. Quotes the Rama. Where's that Rama in Choshe Mishpat? Choshe Mishpat Simin Samach Zayin. One Simin in Shulchan Aruch about Shmitas Ksafim. Okay, that takes us through the Tztaka and Shmita mitzvahs. Bezrem, next time we start with 481, and that gets into the issues of Avadim, Eved Ivri, Ha'anaka, and the like, which is also Tzaka related, but we will see.